This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
A long way to go.
Way to go.
And a short time to get there.
I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
Give me liberty, or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
And there's beer in Texarkana.
We'll bring it back.
Best part of the song is, well, Smokey's got his ears on.
Eastbound and down. Loaded up and trucking.
Nobody's going to buy the sessions. He's a commie.
We've got a long way.
So I agree, we're winning overall, but these rats are just so crazy, and so many of them are dumbed down and just in their own world, that the criminal energy is what we're facing. Hagman, in closing, what would you do if you were Trump? I mean, other tidbits we haven't gotten to.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would make sure that I was well insulated, and certainly keep draining the swamp, but do it much faster, or at least as fast as I could, and certainly relegate Sessions to file indictments. I would unseal Obama's records. That was the first act that he did when he went into office. Why not unseal them by way of executive order? Let the world know who Obama is.
That's a good idea. Unseal Obama's records.
Right,
unseal the Benghazi record, Hillary saying the stand down. You know, they got that. Oh, man. Yeah, let's talk about Trump's arsenal. I mean, what he can do to these people outside of sending in, you know, the special forces.
Well, and that's just it. I mean, who is Obama? Unseal those records. He's undoing his legacy. Of course, that's why Jared is Obama's brain is living with him now, because Jared, of all people, does not want to see Obama's legacy be destroyed. And now, having said that, while we were talking, one of the people on the NYPD FBI JTTF Sex Plus Task Force watching you said March, and I'll quote here, he just sent me a message watching you. He said, tell Alex that March may come in like a lion and leave like a lamb in terms of weather, but in terms of politics and this issue, meaning the files, it'll go out like a lamb as well, or like a lion as well. So they're expecting something, according to my information, in real time here, that'll change the dynamics of our conversation in the next 28 days.
I mean, it couldn't be any clearer. The Democrats and the globalists are out to get everybody, and are scum. I mean, I'm not standing up when he's talking about stop, you know, exposing people that murder folks. I mean, they're just crazy.
Right. Right. And the other thing, too, I think we have to keep pushing to make our voices heard within the inner circle. I mean, you've got great contacts. We've got contacts. We've got to make our voices
heard. We've all got to be vocal. Don't just count on Trump. The people are the power.
Exactly. And change will come from above. What Organizing for Action, United to Protect Democracy, what they've done, they've realized that change comes from the bottom up. We have to realize change comes from the bottom up as well, and enforce that and show up in the numbers like they've never seen before. All we need to do is show up, play our positions, and play it well.
Sure. In closing, you know, they put an arrest warrant out for Le Pen for tweeting 5 images of ISIS recruiters saying kill Frenchmen and stuff. I mean, how traitorous is that? She's the presidential leading candidate. There's no free speech in France. And then the EU wants her indicted as well. They're going to try to indict her because she's a nationalist. I mean, these people are crazy.
You know, we could be in that very same position had the election turned out differently.
And oh, Hillary said that.
Yeah. And if we do nothing different, if we sit on our duffs and do nothing different, that could be us in a number of years, despite the efforts of President Donald Trump, because change cannot be enacted at that level all of the time, all of the time. So we have to do things as well. Yeah, it's a sin as far as I'm concerned, and it's a damn shame that that's taking place over in Europe. But take a look at Europe, and folks, I'm going to tell you, look at Europe and look at our future if we don't change what's going on.
If you want to know how screwed up socialists in the Green Party and they are in Europe, I mean, they're like saying it's good to rape women, Islam needs to take over, when it's the most anti-liberal religion ever. It's a truly sick group of people.
Yeah, indeed. And you know, the worst thing about this as well, and I know we're short on time, is the fact that you've got the Muslims, the Muslims joining with the feminists, joining with the communist, fascist, whatever, in these marches. This is insane. These people are insane.
They are insane. They're just the scum of the earth. It's true. Thank you so much, Doug.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Anthony Cumia, indeed. Wow. In for Alex Jones on Infowars.com. I was just listening to Alex before coming on here, and man, if there has never been a more important time in history for people to get off their asses and do something, speak up, question, comment. I get called out a lot. Hey, Anthony, what the hell are you doing? I see you on Twitter, and somebody's they have five followers, but you're answering them, and you're in a debate with them or arguing. And they don't see any upside to that. Say it's a waste of time. I see it as a means to an end. I want my voice heard. I want the truth out there. Facts that are backed up.
I talk to people in grocery stores. It's only one or two people. I can't help it. We got to fight. I'm sorry. I'm not going to take over. Go ahead.
Alex, you're absolutely right. It's never been more important. We are looking at, and I hate using the word literally, and I will only use it when it is an actual literally situation here. We are literally looking at a takeover of our government. They want to take over a democratically elected government in this country. We're seeing it happen. Can you even imagine if there was this kind of an effort to remove Obama from office during the past 8 years? There would be civil
Obama's
war.
Arrogantly running around saying, okay, I leaked the info illegally. It's made up. I'm taking over. I rule everybody. I'm not going to host the show, but it is so crazy. I can't believe Trump's putting up with it, but he knows they're trying to make him look fascist, but I'm just worried. I mean, they are crazy. Go ahead.
They are insane. They are trying this. I'm quite taken by their energy here and by their sheer ability to keep it
going.
They're
usually so lazy.
They are usually very lazy. They're slacktivists, a lot of hashtagging and whatnot, but they are absolutely dedicated to overthrowing our democratically elected government.
And they get more pissed if you give $25 billion to the black colleges and $3 trillion in the stock market and hundreds of billions of new jobs flooding back in. They just get more panicked, realizing their horrible, corrupt system of dependency is being dynamited.
They have no other choice but to try to chip away at Donald Trump, his cabinet, his entire administration. That's all they have. They lost so badly based on nothing but the fact that they had what could have been the most crooked, lousy candidate ever. And she was pitted against a guy that was striking a nerve with the American people, the people that work for a living, the people that actually want.
And now that he's in, he's delivering, and they're even more panicked.
Oh, my God. Notice, look, he gave what amounts to an amazing presidential speech. Not an amazing speech for Donald Trump, an amazing speech for a guy that never
they
was
had
in
to
politics.
Admit it was the best ever.
It was one of the best presidential speeches I've seen since Ronald Reagan. It was amazing. And it wasn't full of these just fabrications and twists of words and lies. It was him speaking about what he's done in such a short time already, and what he plans on doing in the future, and the confidence that people have that he's actually going to do this based on his already past performance for just the limited time he's been in there already, it was very encouraging, and people liked it. I put on a couple of the more liberal news channels. They couldn't even bash it. They were trying to find something to criticize Donald Trump
and
on.
So now their answer is, and I'm getting out of here, because I'm going to sit here while I eat my lunch and watch you, Anthony, as I do every week. When you come on, I appreciate you from Compound Media doing that, the great work you're doing.
Love it.
Is their answer just say we're all Russian agents now? Well, God, if Russia wants us to have jobs and controlled borders and private property and God, I didn't know the Russians were doing it. I thought that was America.
How insane is it that right after he gives that amazing speech, all they're talking about now is this Russian thing. It's almost cartoonish in how ridiculous this is getting. Everyone's a Russian agent. Everyone's in cahoots with Russia. Meanwhile, the actual things that are backed up by facts are the fact that Hillary Clinton turned over a huge amount of American uranium.
She basically had the Russian arm up her rear end.
Oh, absolutely. The ridiculous reset button. I mean, there's no hiding that. It's right there. The wheeling and dealing that went on with getting sanctions lifted from Iran because of their deals with Russia. I mean, these are the facts, not this fabrication that we're seeing about Jeff Sessions, this witch hunt that they're going after Jeff Sessions. Watching Schumer, anytime that fathead gets up and starts yapping, I get physically ill. He is just so his motivation is it's completely political. There's nothing to do.
He
with
comes the, off like Paul Ryan is like a psychopath. He looks totally phony.
Yes. And there he was calling for Jeff Sessions to resign at the very least, recuse himself. You know, pretty much he wants him to just start whipping himself and perhaps carry a cross with a crown of thorns. I don't know.
It's when the really ranking member of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate is supposed to meet with the Russians, he said, I didn't meet with them on the campaign.
Right. And that was the question he was asked. But again, we've seen this time and time again. And I worry sometimes that people's eyes aren't open to the lies that we're seeing in the media, because this is another one of these lies. Well, it's the same way they leave out the word illegal when they talk about immigrants. It's the same way they leave out the word.
Trump said fake news is the enemy. They said, oh, all media is the enemy. He's a fascist. No, he said fake news.
Fake news. And now they're twisting this around to make it sound like Jeff Sessions perjured himself in front of Congress. And meanwhile, what he did was answer the question accurately. He was asked if he met with Russians about the election, about Trump campaign. And he's answered no. He's a lawyer. He knows what to say and how to say it. If you don't like it, sorry. That's what happened. It's not perjury by any stretch of the imagination. The fact that a senator is meeting with a Russian ambassador is not, that wasn't a secret meeting. People knew it happened. Not like the one with Lynch, the secret meeting between Lynch and Clinton.
Hillary had secret meetings with Putin.
Secret meetings with Putin. How about Holder? How about Holder as Attorney General? Where Fast and Furious, he perjured himself, lied about giving weapons to Mexican drug cartels.
But Holder says we're about to see the return of Obama. I thought he was never there. He was always playing golf. I'm so scared. The return of Obama. I'm going to cut out here now, but great job. Keep going, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, the return of Obama. This guy isn't, what is he living, like 2 miles from the White House now? He just set up camp there. He's got Valerie Jarrett there moving in with him to conduct some of his more underhanded business. He needs some buffers. He understands. He's been a snake for his entire career, Obama. And now he's set up camp as close to the White House as he possibly can get. And he is working the strings, man. He's working the puppet strings, him and Soros, to bring down Donald Trump and the administration. They know with the popularity of Trump and his core, his base, the American people, the working class, the people that want jobs and pride back in America, they know that these people will get very angry if they go directly right after Trump immediately. So they're chiseling
away. Day one, they didn't do it. They waited, and now here they are.
They chisel away. And now they're going to try to take out, and I'm begging Donald Trump, do not capitulate. Don't give them another inch as far as what they want, because they will not stop. They want Sessions' head on a platter, and if they get it, they will not stop. They will keep
moving.
That's
what Trump's big mistake was, getting rid of Flynn for doing his job, the same thing.
That was it, getting rid of Flynn. It's the blood in the water, the feeding frenzy.
We talked about that the day it happened.
Yes, absolutely. Like they're going to stop? I've noticed with a lot of these groups, they make up their letterhead and stationery, and they send out some things when they get angry. And if they get what they want, they don't pack it up. They don't leave and go, well, mission accomplished. They go on to something else. That's why all these groups are still so angry after they've gotten everything.
And I'll say this, I can't help it. It's too powerful. Let me come back and talk about this if you mind. I got a full slate here.
Sure.
Anthony Kimmy at CompoundMedia.com, doing a great job with his network, with Gavin McGinnis and so many others. I'm not looking for a civil war. They're already starting it, saying shut down the media, shut us up. They already fired you off XM. They're saying kill Trump, all of the news. Nothing's being done. He's trying to get the economy back on like a desperate technician while he's getting arrows shot in his back. He's trying to turn the respirator back on in America, defibrillate us. And at a certain point, they're calling for sedition. He needs to really look at going after all these people. I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to realize, and we have to realize, how serious this is. This isn't a joke. It isn't it isn't funny.
It's not business as usual.
Yes, they are really trying to overthrow the president that was democratically elected in this country. And it's happening. And like I said, they'll chisel away until they find an opening to actually go for Trump. And if any of these Republicans that you see turn around, say, agreeing with some of
the Democrats. Oh, they're horrible. They're the worst.
Just traitorous. Treasonous
Chafers?
Traitors. I don't understand what their motivation is.
Well, they're cowards. They've been threatened. They want to roll over to this thing.
Yeah, it's all about, it's the reason Trump was elected. are politicians like we see, especially these turncoat Republicans that are siding with the Democrats in wanting Jeff Sessions' head. I mean, we got to get rid of these guys. We got to vote them out. And get
absolutely. Well, I am out there for the 10th time. A great job, Anthony. I'll just say this. I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to come back and listen if you'll answer it. What does Trump do to take the gloves off? But also, wow, did we not bet on the right horse, though? Is he not delivering? Gosh, almost $3 trillion in the stock market.
Fantastic.
Small job, business, best numbers since 84. He's doing what Reagan did in 3 years in a month.
Yep. Love it.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
For InfoWars, Alex Jones. Man, we have just been knocking this around as far as this witch hunt going on for Jeff Sessions. Now, he's the latest one. in the Trump administration that they're trying to take down as they chip away and chisel to the big prize, which is the president, Donald Trump. And this is who they want removed from office in what can only be called a coup. This is absolutely what's happening. Don't think that they're after some kind of justice and what's good for the American people. The American people know what's good for the American people, and they voted in Donald Trump. That's it. You don't like it, you could cry, moan about it, but that's the fact of the matter. And the media, which what this stat is unprecedented. 88% hostile, the media, to Donald Trump in the first month in office. 88% hostile. You would think this guy was just killing children in the streets. You would think that would get 88% hostile reporting, perhaps. What has he done? He's followed through on his campaign promises. Maybe that's why it's 88%. The media just isn't used to a president doing that, actually following through on his campaign promises. Doesn't that speak volumes that they never intended on giving this guy a chance at proving himself to be a competent and one of the great presidents of the United States? I don't know. I can't predict the future. I don't know what 4 or 8 years is going to bring under a Donald Trump presidency. But I will tell you one thing, based on the first month or so, he's making good on his promises. 88% negative press from the big networks, which just tells the story right there. The networks have always been the news networks have always been in cahoots with the left. They are the disinformation center for the left, and they will continue to be that. We're seeing it now with Jeff Sessions. You turn on the news, and you will hear the twisting and turning and perversion of facts into what they want it to be, what they want to feed the people. And then once you get it out into the news and social media and lefties start picking up and distributing it to their friends and family members on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, it becomes the new truth. And you cannot now debate or argue with these people. That's why the second this misinformation, disinformation comes out, from the media, we have to jump on it. People like Alex, myself, Gavin McInnes, and other people in this alternative news that we have going have to jump on these things and square it with people so they're not influenced by the garbage that is being put out by the networks. 88% negative press on a president who's done nothing but follow through on his campaign promises. When I watched the speech Trump gave the other day, and you saw in the House the Democrats sitting down while the Republicans stand. Now, we've seen this over and over throughout the years. There's two teams there, and one is going to be very enthralled by their president, and the other side's just going to sit there. But how do you sit there with your arms folded when he's just talking about bringing jobs back to the country? Really? You're going to just sit? You're not applauding for a working America? How about a safe America, safe from radical Islamic terrorism? How about that? You don't want that? No? You want people dying in the streets here in this country like they do in the Middle East? Is that what you want? Well, you just sat there. You apparently didn't like the sound of that. Supporting our veterans? No? That was garbage, too. Just sit there, fold your arms. All nasty. I mean, can we just all have the blinders off and see that this is so politically motivated in that they don't care what he does or says? He could absolutely have the cure for every terminal disease presented at a speech, and you'd have people going, oh, really? Yeah, really? That's what we're looking at as far as the left goes. Man, if you look back pre-election, when they absolutely were positive Hillary Clinton was going to win. And the way they were talking about Trump supporters and how dangerous it would be, it's going to be after the election and after Hillary's elected. How insane is it now that we would have just taken it like we did with Obama? Okay, he's the president. Let's work toward the next election. And there they are, literally fighting in the streets, burning things, vandalizing, hoax, anti-Semitism and racial attacks going on. It's insane. Be back in moments.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Thank you. Thank you. The new RZ air filtration preparedness masks now available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars has always been dedicated to sourcing you the most powerful and affordable preparedness items on the market. After years of testing and searching, we're very excited here to bring you the ultimate air filtration masks that's perfect for any preparedness supply. Introducing the RZ Mask Air Filtration Preparedness Mask, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. The RZ Mask is equipped with patent-pending filters that are proven to protect you and your family from dangerous airborne particulates. These powerful filters behind the RZ mask have been tested for quality at the renowned microbiology testing facility at Nelson Laboratories and have been through extensive field trials. Get the RZ mask in either neoprene or mesh material for an introductory price of just $29.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. RZMask.com while supplies last. Learn more about the RZ Mask and read all about the technology behind this key preparedness product at InfoWarsStore.com. Got to be prepared. Absolutely. Things are going down. Shenanigans, as I like to call them. Shenanigans are going down. We've been talking about the witch hunt for Jeff Sessions and everyone else on the Trump administration leading to Donald Trump. That's their final goal, is to remove Donald Trump from office and put in who they want. They weren't satisfied with 8 years of Obama. They want to continue his work to make the United States part of this global partnership, the global government. Donald Trump is saying things that the Americans want to hear, and he's doing things that Americans want. We want to be an independent, powerful, rich nation. We've been it in the past. When Donald Trump says, make America great again, that's what he's talking about. They don't like that. For 8 years, at least 8 years, especially under Obama, but under previous presidents also. But under Obama, we've seen this move toward globalization and this knocking the United States down a notch or two by our own president. It's disgusting what he did and how he sees America. That's not what it's about. I love national pride. What's wrong with it? Why is that such a dirty word anymore? It makes you work harder, and it makes you want to succeed because, first of all, it helps you out and your family, and it helps the country out, which in turn helps the future generations out. That's how this works. Not being part of these systems. Look what's happening in Europe, people. Oh, my God. It's a disaster. And again, the press doesn't want to touch on it. They goof on Donald Trump when he talks about what's going on in countries overseas with this flooding of refugees, crime, rape, murder. It's insanity. And he wants to nip that in the bud here, and he gets crucified for it, saying that, of course, they pulled a racist key card out, and you'll never hear illegal before immigrant. You'll hear he's anti-immigration when he's never said anything that would lead you to believe he's against legal immigration in this country. But they, if they say illegal, then everybody will go, oh, wait a minute. He wants to enforce laws that have been in place. And it doesn't fit their narrative. So they remove key words from their reports to make it seem like he's hostile. 88% negative press on Obama. I wish, right? On Trump the first month. I also have to put out a plea. I have to put out a plea to Alex. I need to move to Texas. I need to get out of here. New York State, here it is, or New York City. Hillary for mayor signs are turning up around New York City. She's like the plague. We can't get rid of her. Could someone else take her? Please? San Francisco, maybe? But no, Hillary for mayor of New York City signs have been popping up. Like having de Blasio here in New York hasn't been bad enough. When America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, was in charge here, when he came into office, it was a disaster, New York City. Crime-ridden, filthy, very dangerous, very intimidating to walk around. Giuliani took over, did a lot of unpopular things. And there's, oh, my God, if I see one of those. Oh, my God. Very unpopular because, very liberal city. And he was doing things to clean it up, bring revenue in, bring tourism back to New York City. And he did it. He did that. He made a lot of enemies doing it. After 9/11, he became liked because he was the mayor that was in charge and showed how, oh, my God, showed how a leader is supposed to act during one of the worst crises ever. And He left office and Bloomberg came in, but he left liked because of the way he handled 9/11. But before 9/11, oh my God, 9/10/2001, Rudy Giuliani was hated, but he cleaned up the city. De Blasio comes in after Bloomberg, who was, you know, I didn't like his gun stance, that's for sure. But he was one that understood business and that New York had to stay a safe, cleaner city to attract tourism and businesses to New York. Bloomberg's a businessman. He knew that that's what was needed. De Blasio comes in. He's the mayor now. I walk around the streets of New York. It's horrifying what's going on out there. Horrifying. The homeless situation, violence, drug, the drug dealing. Every time I walk on the streets of New York City, I am offered drugs. This hasn't happened since the late 80s, early 90s. This hasn't been like this in New York City. And now it's all back. And de Blasio hasn't done anything about it. Now we're going to need Hillary Clinton to come in and finish the job and finally stick the knife in and twist it. We really need leadership in this city that's going to work for the people. And boy, we have learned that is not Hillary Clinton. So please, I implore you, if Hillary does run and God forbid becomes mayor of New York City, I'm going to need Alex to put me in touch with a real estate agent down in Texas because I'm the hell out of here. I cannot take this anymore. Talking about Jeff Sessions and Trump and Schumer, Pelosi calling for his Jeff Sessions ouster right on the heels of Trump's amazing presidential speech to Congress that he gave. Boy, they buried that quick. Man, if the media, they one day they didn't know what to do. They were beside themselves because he gave such an amazing speech that they had to come up with something. And they're covering this Sessions thing. And Fathead Schumer and Pelosi, who I said looked like at the speech, it looked like Donald Trump opened the Ark of the Covenant and pointed it right at Pelosi. She's sitting there rotting away in her seat. And this is the face of the Democratic Party. That's the face they want to put on Schumer and Pelosi. So they have the Democratic response. And here's my theory on that. They had this guy. He's a former governor of Kentucky, I believe, and he's sitting in a diner. It was one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life. I think it was the Democrats' attempt to look down home. I think because they understood middle America, those counties outside of New York and California, those are the people that elected Donald Trump. So here is their idea, their interpretation of what America wants to see from the Democrats. Look at that. Look at that. First of all, it looks like that Apple. What was his name? Applewhite? The guy from that cult where they all killed themselves and wore the Nikes. He looks like that guy. And he's surrounded by a bunch of down home people in a small town diner. It's a parody. They don't even know what real America looks like. The working people and the people that grow our food and all that, the people that elected Donald Trump, this is their interpretation. Like an alien came down and said and had like a day to look at something and then duplicated it, what they thought. They have no idea. They are completely out of touch. But that's their... They were trying to trick us there. Oh, he even went as far as to call himself a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. He didn't know what he was saying. My theory, Trump's speech was so strong. They didn't want to sacrifice anybody. They didn't want to sacrifice one of the old school Democrats like Pelosi or Schumer. They didn't want any of the young bucks that might be in contention for political office in 2 years or 4 years. This guy was the sacrificial lamb that had to give the rebuttal to an amazing presidential speech. And it was a joke. It was a joke. It just showed again how out of touch the Democratic Party is. And speaking of out of touch, my God, I had to touch on this on my show yesterday, and I want to share it with the InfoWars audience today. The Oscars, we all heard what happened. Of course, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway gave out the wrong prize in the movie contest show. It's a movie contest show, and they gave the wrong prize to the wrong movie for 3 minutes, and then they gave it to the right movie. That's really all it was. Well, look at that. Shirley MacLaine processing the horror. She's quoted. Talk about out of touch. This is Hollywood. These are the people that the Democratic Party and the lefts go to tell us how we're supposed to vote and feel and speak, what we're supposed to watch and read, our political opinions, all of it. This is who we're going to. Someone who was processing the horror of giving out the wrong prize at the movie contest show. And it's not just one person. That was Shirley MacLaine, of course, the sister of Warren Beatty. As she watched, you would think Warren Beatty was working in the Trade Center on 9/11/2001 as she processed the horror of watching the towers come down, knowing her brother was in that building. That's the only time you could use processing the horror when you're talking about your brother. Not he gave out the wrong prize at the movie contest show. But this is Hollywood. Is she alone? Is it an isolated incident? Hell no. Because the producers were equally as horrified, calling the mistake, likening it to the Hindenburg. The producers said it was like the Hindenburg. If you recall, back in the 30s, the Hindenburg over Lakehurst, New Jersey, exploded in a ball of flames, killing people in one of the most horrific ways possible, burning to death. Well, that is just about the same thing as, again, giving away the wrong prize for 3 minutes at the movie contest TV show. It's like people equating storming the beaches of Normandy to, there it is, to The Bachelor. Did you see The Bachelor last night? Just like Omaha Beach. It was crazy. Yeah, there's the Hindenburg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Is that, can you now think of Warren Beatty saying La La Land as opposed to, oh my God, get out of the way, this is the worst catastrophe I've ever seen? Like the reporter was screaming, watching people burning to death? Gave out the wrong prize. That's Hollywood. That's the leftist thinking, thought process. There are important things going on in this world. Very dangerous. Actual horrors that need processing in your mind. Yet, Hollywood, they're the ones qualified to tell us what to do. As they sat at the Oscars, while Jimmy Kimmel paraded normal people in front of the crowd so they could look at them like a zoo exhibit. As the celebrities looked, Jimmy Kimmel brought a busload of regular people right in the front of the front row. And they looked on and said, oh, those are human beings? That we're never around these things. Ew, look at their shoes. Oh, those things can't cost much. Look at the bag that woman's carrying. Oh, it was like they were at the zoo watching these people go by. But that's who we're supposed to look to. Bette Midler, I'm supposed to listen. I follow Bette Midler on Twitter. I apologize, but I have to keep an eye on some people. And she's one of them. She was tweeting about the crime going on, the shootings going on in Chicago. She, yeah, there it is. There's the zoo. Look at the celebrities looking at the zoo animals as they were brought in for their approval. Take them away, please. I've seen enough. Are you not entertained? That's what it was. But Bette Midler, she's talking about the shootings in Chicago because Donald Trump brought it up. So it's a very big, bad problem. 4,000 people shot in Chicago, estimated. Well, Bette Midler, with all of her knowledge and research, said he was lying because it was a little over 750 people, I believe, that were killed in Chicago. Thinking, her thought process is, hey, everyone that shot must die. She could not calculate in her head that people that get shot don't always get killed. So instead of doing a little research and finding out that the numbers that Trump was quoting were true, her and her minion on Twitter all called Donald Trump a liar. And they all believe it. They were saying his numbers were fake. Once again, he's lying. Meanwhile, he was absolutely accurate. But again, because they are some of the most uneducated people, they're not willing to do 2 minutes of research to find out that he was absolutely right about the Chicago shooting numbers. Instead, call him a liar and have people convinced now, her ridiculous minion, that he was not telling the truth. That's Hollywood. That's the left. That's who we're supposed to embrace and believe and trust to tell us what we're all supposed to do and think and feel. Infowars.com, Anthony Cumia. I'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We're almost there. All mega specials. specials extended to help InfoWars reach its funding goal. Now that InfoWars has been banned from one of the leading online advertising platforms, we need your support more than ever to keep fighting against the globalists. Thanks to your support, we've started to regain a portion of our $3 million loss as a result of the ban. This is funding that would have gone to hiring more reporters, launching new projects, and reaching more people with independent truth journalism. All these mega specials end today. So go now. Help InfoWars reach its goal. 25% off Survival Shield X2. 25% off Brain Force. Trump-Pence 2020 Battle Cry shirt. Just $9.95. 50% off all InfoWars Texas apparel. 33% off Caveman introductory special. 33% off Silver Bullet. Collidal? Silver stock price? My goodness. Free Alexa Pure with 3 months InfoWars select storable food supply. Help defend InfoWars and take advantage of these mega specials ending tonight. So do it now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Thank you. Support. A little support. We're out here doing our best to expose the just chicanery, blatant chicanery going on in the media. There's so much political correctness going on that it's just the crying, the literal tears coming out of the left. This one's great. They're apparently the fifth year reunion, 5 year reunion of Princeton University's class of 2012. They were doing a Star Wars themed reunion. What could possibly be offensive about that? Oh, there is something. I want to give you a second to think about it. Star Wars themed. And of course there was a problem. People can't just, there it is. There's your problem. Stormtrooper costumes nixed for Ivy League school Star Wars themed class reunion because, yes, Nazis. Star Wars, Nazis. This, I guess the class president, Lindy Lee, says the Stormtrooper costumes were solely intended to reference the Star Wars characters and were not meant to be offensive in any way. Adding that the new costume will feature another character in the Star Wars universe. They don't want anyone showing up in a Stormtrooper uniform because, as the site explains, Stormtroopers' origins were, of course, Nazi Germany, Hitler's Stormtroopers. Regardless of the fact that they're used in the movie, I mean, you can't. The left loves eliminating things like it never existed. They talk about Orwellian and they talk about how Trump is like we see in the movie 1984, the book 1984. Meanwhile, they are practicing the exact things that we saw and read in 1984. It's they fight fascism by being fascists. You can't say I'm an anti-fascist and then cover your face, run through the streets, beating people that think differently than you. That is the definition of fascism. And but they're fighting fascism. It is so Orwellian. And something like this where you can't mention Stormtrooper, regardless of its context, is again perfectly out of Orwell's 1984. Thanks to Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. Catch me on CompoundMedia.com. Anthony Cumia for InfoWars. See you in a couple of weeks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.